Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 7. What's the date today? 7/12? I think it is. 7/12/24. All right. Now, I think that it's kind of interesting yesterday that Biden was late a half an hour, late a half hour, and late a half hour. And I think that's related to the very fact that there was, as old Hawk told you, a Russian sub probably off there, that the Global Hawk at 51,000 feet looking down off of the Outer Banks of the Carolinas, spotting something and then vectoring quickly, a fast mover from Oceania at 22,000 feet, a fighter jet, into that area to do the circling around. So until they had it sort of taped or contained or ready to be knocked out of the water, they were, I think, looking for a possibility of a possible launch. So I think that's what went on and why the thing was delayed. Now, consequently, we still have Red China Joe. Doesn't know whether he's going to run or this. Well, he's going to run, he says, but they don't know whether he's going to run, don't you know? So this whole bit is just a mess. It's all crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. If you... If you'll turn to Matthew 24, I'm going to read it one more time. I'm going to read it one more time, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll tell you. That's where we started with this thing. And I also want to read it for my my good friends. Who just incorporated Matthew 24:13 into a family crest. And that is verse 13. But he that should endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's a good motto in a family crest. Incredible. Incredible. And see, if you go on down, but pray that your flight not be in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So that's for the elect. That's not for everybody. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. That means no flesh left on the earth. Nobody, nothing, nothing alive. No humans, no animals. Okay, no flesh be saved. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but that's a bit chilling, is it not? And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. So the trick is you need to be part of the elect. And I'm going to tell you how you do that. What you do is if you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and if you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and to start then when he knows you're sincere and he's going to come to you, he's going to start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. I'm able to speak because of that. I can't breathe worth a hoot, but I can speak because of sufficient oxygen from a machine, portable, goes into my nose and mouth. But the diaphragm don't go up and down very good, and that is the case. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, we prayed for Debbie Nunemaker last night. We prayed for her that Lord Jesus would knit all of her bones perfectly. And then now, we also prayed for Lady J, who had broken a wrist or an arm, or, I believe wrist. And she is in the Blue Ridge and in the Smokies. It was famous for getting everybody in that area to just go back into home canning and doing different stuff and preparing. And may the Lord Jesus protect both of them from all evil and heal them up and re-knit the bones. And then I understand now, I've learned today that Dave Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker, David has had an odd fall in the bedroom and hit the corner of a dresser or a piece of furniture, and then it almost took his eye out, but it was like an inch and a half, 2 inches away from the eye, but did not damage his eye. Thank Lord Jesus for that and our Father in heaven. But he had to go and get stitches. And the doctors were amazed that he didn't take the eye out. So I'm going to pray right now. Lord Jesus, will you go and touch Dave Nunemaker on his eye area? And will you touch and restore that area to full health and the full ability for seeing and all of the different things? In your name I pray. And Lord Jesus, will you now protect Dave and Debbie against all evil? Will you protect them against all evil and preclude them from accidents, preclude them from any kind of attacks, any kind of a spiritual warfare against them? Because I will tell you what, to good old Sammy, good old Sam Raham, and all the Montagnards who still pray for Hawk, and God bless you out there, you can send to the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. And they provide Bibles and songbooks in the language, the specific tribal language of the villages, which are different in the mountain areas of Indochina. That's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan States, and then down the hill into Myanmar. Ladies and gentlemen, anything is most needed welcome for them. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, with a Yerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 24, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus wants you to endure to the end. And in order to do that, if you go over and read Matthew 25, which we've done many times, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, and go ye out to meet him." Then all of these virgins arose and had trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out, are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." Go prepare, is what they're telling him to the foolish. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." You got to be ready, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be ready. You need to be prepared. And if you can do nothing else, get you an extra can of chunky soup. I haven't heard Mickey Lapua tell me. He said, "You know what? You're right." He says, "I had a deal where I had recently, I was the only one home, and I decided, you know, I'm going to have me a can of chunky soup. I'm going to have me a ration." And he pulled a can of chunky off, and he said he opened that dude up, heated that sucker up, and got some oyster crackers, and he was good to go. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can do nothing else, add an extra can or two a week of that and put it under your bed or put it in your closet in a box or up on the shelf. But if you can get the Alpenair or the Wise or the Mountain House or any long-term storage food, get some of that. Now, it's good to have meat in the freezer and all of those things, but you got to make sure you got electricity. So if you don't have electricity, then you don't have the ability to refrigerate it. And I would tell you to see if you can get the solar chargers with the solar panels. Get the good regular generators and store sufficient gas with the preservatives in it that will keep it longer. And if nothing else, you get to the pedals on an old bicycle and you run the generator off of that, you pedal, and then that's what you've got. You've got like a Charlton Heston and putting the juice back into the batteries. But I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you can do to prepare for your electricity, for your food, your water. First of all, you got to have water filtration purification. The Berkey's British Birkfelds with a good Selsun filter or the Pure filters. Pure filters. There's Aqua Rains. There's all kinds of different water filtration systems, but if you got the Birkfeld with the Selsun, the carbon, and the ceramic filtration, which they've used for years and a lot of missionaries have used all over the world, you've got that, and then you need storage containers, whether they be water blocks or if you got to have smaller, it's better to have. I've got 55-gallon blue drums, food-grade drums, and I've got them filled because I wanted a certain amount of water. And you've got to have, if you're going to have long-term storage food, you've got to have a certain amount of purified water to rejuvenate them, to reconstitute the freeze-dried food or even dehydrated food if you have that too. A lot of people have dehydrated food. It's all good, but the water is a key, and you're going to have water to drink, and you're going to have water to wash yourself up with. Although I would also get some of these new things are called they're called skunky pads, where you just use the pad and you can take a shower with the pad, but you don't have to rinse it off. You just wipe it off with a towel. You might get a bunch of those skunky pads. I've seen them on television. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be able to keep clean. You got to be able to have water to drink. You need probably at least a gallon a day when the stuff hits the fan, if you know what I'm saying, the merda. Because you're going to be thirsty. You're going to be on the move in many cases. Or if you're going to shelter in your home or in your shelter, then be sure you have sufficient water there. If you're going to redo a lot of food, and you might want to have 500-600 gallon of water, plus the ability to carry a Berkey or some kind of a thing, or to carry buckets of water back with a yoke-like thing, and then run them through a Birkfeld or run them through a pure water filtration system or different types that there would be. There's several different ones, but look up water purification, water filtration, and get the best possible ones you can, and Katadyn is another one. If you've got a good one, I think, for the backpack is a Katadyn Combi, which has got a ceramic filter plus the carbon, and get extra filters of whatever it is you get. I'm just telling you what Lord Jesus tells you in Matthew 25, which is the answer and right after Matthew 24. And I know that you know that, but I'm just trying to tell you. And Milwaukee is ready to start the Republican convention. I remember when I was a kid, I used to try to watch some of this stuff, and it was like, I thought it was baloney watching all of it. I figured, well, I'll just wait until they get their people picked. But this time, it's kind of weird, isn't it? This time, it's an odd scenario. This time, you got Red China Joe, but you don't know whether he's going to go or not go. And that's about all there is to it. But the BRICS, according to Putin, are going to have a parliament. And they're going to have this parliament now that will be all the countries. And there's more countries than just the ones listed in BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, you know, China, India, and South Africa. But there's also the Saudis are involved with it. Other African nations are involved with it. All kind of different countries are involved with the BRICS. And if they're going to have a parliamentary organization to organize the de-dollarization, and if they're planning on using the BRIC currency partially backed at least by gold, apparently, which is what they were going to do with the renminbi or yuan back before Trump got elected in 2016. And then the Chinese did not do that, but they were buying gold. And incidentally, they have gold from the beginning of time in their country. The ancient gold, which doesn't get listed on the stacks of gold bullion. And we used to have China Joe, who was a gold trader. Brother Quayle, and I used to talk about him, but China Joe used to show us pictures of stacks of gold bars being sold over there. But I'm going to tell you what. Don't you think you ought to get that rather than the crypto? Because if you don't hold it in your hand, do you have it? If you don't hold it in your hand, you're not able to? Now, I'm going to tell you what. You can call Steve Quayle, or if you call his office at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, you can get Steve, or you can get Tyler Quayle, or whoever you get, an office manager, you can get anybody there. You tell them old Hawk sent you. And get some gold, get some silver, get a platinum, whatever it is you want to get. And put some of that back and get some of the crypto out of your wallet. I know all this stuff is just seems like it's wonderful. But I'm going to tell you what. When the stock market went up to over 40,000, the Dow Jones Industrials today, all that's fine and good, but why does it go up? Do they restate? Do they restate the value of the Dow Industrial Jones Industrial Complex and the other Dows? Do they restate that in the NASDAQ and the S&P 500? Do they restate it in the new dollar valuations? And when the BRICS use the gold to back their currency and start to de-dollarize completely or as much as they can and drive the price of the dollar down, what do you want to have? Do you want to have gold or do you want to have crypto? And crypto was interesting, you see, but crypto was invented by intelligence people and people tied in with the tax man as well. So they could watch where all the funds go. And they could utilize that also in their cases for intelligence movement of money in the intelligence world. But then, yes, you go from an old Bitcoin for a buck to, you know, go up to the $1 trillion and all that. But I'm going to tell you what, if you don't have it in your hand, you don't really have it. And I suggest that you get gold, silver, platinum, palladium. I suggest that you have multiple water purification filters of whichever type that you have as a system, whether it be Katadyn, whether it be Birkfeld, British Birkfelds with the Selsun, whether it be purification filtration, PUR, water filtration systems, Aqua Rain, whatever it might be, okay? And be sure and get yourself extra filters. And that then becomes an investment. As far as I know, they've gone up every year since I've been buying them and bought some. Back in the old days. And they're still good. But you also need to work on the medical packs. Get the medical first aid kits, but you also need to get stuff with the antibiotics. The fish antibiotics or whatever type of antibiotics that are possible to get. You get the book Where There Is No Doctor, Where There Is No Dentist, where you get the doctor and you get Nurse Amy. And they tell you all about fish antibiotics, fish flex, fish mox, fish flex, fish mox, or fish mox, fish flex. And go look at that site, fish flex or fish mox, fish flex. And put back some of it. These are important investments. They will help to save your family or your friends at some or yourself at some point in time. And they will help you endure unto the end. And those that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24, verse 13. And God bless old Tiger T and Road and Track and Little L. And God bless their wild ninja ways and Muay Thai ways and jiu-jitsu ways. Take your kids and get them involved in jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai or boxing or whatever it is you're going to do, wrestling, and get them to where they can defend themselves and then help you also defend the home and to help keep them in shape and good physical shape, particularly in the cardio area. And take it yourself if you can, or if you've already taken it, then good for you. But get the kids involved. It'll help them be better students. It gives them a discipline. It gives them a physical activity. And it gives them the ability to defend themselves against evil. And that is the key to this game. Those that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure until the end. Yes, he does. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the Finnish president that came out, and Red China Joe was talking about how, you know, how much he'd given to the to Vladimir Putin, which he called, instead of Zelensky, he called him the president of Ukraine, he called him Putin. But it was Zelensky. But the Finnish president came through, or NATO guy came through and said, hey, look, during Trump's administration, they actually gave more stuff to them right away to help them defeat the Russians than later on. But now apparently it looks like Canadian Prepper is saying that it looks like the F-16s, which are going to be nuclear capable, not necessarily that there's going to be nukes on them completely, but nuclear capable anyway, which to the Russians might mean that they do have possible nukes on them. But apparently they're going to be attacking cross border into Russia within a week or two. So then we heard the Vesla Kukula, the head military officer of the Polish military, say to the Polish people and to the Polish military that to prepare for an all-out war with Russia and Poland, okay? And if that's going to go on and we're sitting here and we've got right now, we had yesterday off the Outer Banks, we had, I guarantee you, we had a Russian submarine that could have launched on the NATO meeting, taking out all the NATO ministers plus the cabinet and Red China Joe and all of the different people there from the Congress and what have you. Now, I'm not saying that the Russians were going to do that, but it was a possibility and still is. And then they also, how many of those submarines the Russian subs that lay flat on the bottom of the ocean or of the lake, of the Great Lakes? How many do they have positioned around? And years ago, they used to just put nuclear weapons on the bottom. They had them ready to roll out in front of Navy bases and harbors and different stuff all up and down the coastline and around the world. So that is what the Russians have been doing. And like I said last night, they're still going up to the Great Lakes with the reconnaissance aircraft and the good radar lidars and all the different sensors to see if they can spot any of those. And then you got Milwaukee and you got Chicago. And if the Russians pull one of their Poseidons off the bottom and explode the nuclear weapon that is on board, and then it creates a tsunami in Lake Michigan or Lake Superior or whatever the lake may be, Erie, Huron, all up and down the line, then they can take out any kind of a cities in the Great Lakes. And they could take out Milwaukee. They could take out Chicago. And I pray that that does not happen. I pray the Lord would preclude that from happening. But I'm going to tell you what. If you're not prepared to endure it till the end, then, and if you are, then the same shall be saved. But if you're not, then you need to prepare to endure it till the end. Oh, yes. Now, I will tell you another thing, just to let you know. There's a couple books I've told you about in the past. Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M-S, Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. It's a Knowledge House book. They have life-saving cures, and they list all kind of different illnesses and different stuff and what you should take, vitamin, mineral, herbals, different types of things, fish antibiotics, whatever it might be. And there's another book that is a good book if you can get it, Bioterrorism, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons. By Pamela Weintraub. Pamela Weintraub. And then Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. Get anything like that you can get, ladies and gentlemen. Get anything you can get. Get the book like Back to Basics. No Such Thing as Doomsday. Get Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare. And in Dare to Prepare, you've got all the lists of all the stuff you'd ever want to find and you need to start getting. No Such Thing as Doomsday also has a lot of lists. That's from Hoag, H-O-A-G, if you can still get that book. But you can also go to standeo.com and look up Holly's section, Holly's Place, or Holly's section. And you'll find her original lists of food, how much food to stock for each person, for a boy or a girl or a man or a woman, that kind of stuff. All the different how much to stock of each type of food. You'll also find general tools and items that you need to have stocked in stock. You'll also find a list for medical lists for all the kind of bandages, all the kind of stuff, the over-the-counter medications, the fish antibiotics, whatever it might be, and start to work on your lists. You can go into a good search engine preparedness lists for food, comma, tools, comma, medical, and see what you come up with. You'll get a number of different lists. Work a list, print it out, start to check them off as you go down the list. Don't worry about you can't do the whole list all at once. Evaluate what you think are the most important portions of it and start to work on one item of that and work on one item in this week. Work on another item of next week if you can. If you've got your big 401k somewhere and all the stuff and you got your IRA and your Roth IRA and all the different stock funds and all the stuff, why don't you take some out and buy yourself and your family a year's supply, at least one, of food? If you could, you might like to have the Great Tribulation worth of food, 3.5 years worth of food, or 4. Long-term storage food plus canned goods. You could use seeds to grow things. I can't go out into the garden anymore. I can't even go into the garden. I can't even walk to it, let alone dig in it or put it out. I just am in really not good shape, and I pray that Lord Jesus would provide me medical miracles. And if you want to pray for me, I'll accept all prayers, believe you me. Any kind of assistance is most welcome as well. If you want to keep old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Lucy's shins and up against their head, anything is most needed. Well, could be Federal Reserve notes, always easiest. Or a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, yes. And if you need gold or silver, and then if you do that, then get any kind of books of Steve Quayle's books. Get the Steve Quayle 2.0, which Tyler Quayle is also coming up doing a great job on Q-Files 2.0. And Tyler is a good man. He'll help you with the gold, and he also is working on the 2.0, and he's got some good stuff. One of these nights, I have to have him on and have him talk to you directly on here on this show. And Brother Quayle, anytime Brother Quayle is on, you know what happens then. We really feel the Lord Jesus come through. And I thank you all out there for what you've done and helped keep me on for over 20 years. It's been 20 years in June, and now I'm working on 21. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is interesting here. Bank runs will collapse the entire system. And this is from MW. Let's see what MW sent me here. U.S. banks suffer biggest deposit drop since tax day as money market fund assets surge to record highs. Ah. U.S. banks suffer biggest deposit drop since tax day as money market fund assets surge to record highs. That's from Zero Hedge. So you see people are moving their money and shifting it around, trying to get a little bit more and put it in the money market as opposed to in the banks. But I'm going to tell you what. silver, pure 999 fine silver, pure gold 999 fine, or 0.9999 like the Canadian Maple Leafs. Gold, any of the pure gold. You get the pure platinum. And incidentally, just I had that written down here earlier before I went on. Gold was at $2,413.48. 2413.48 for gold. Silver, can you believe this? $30.87 an ounce for pure silver. Platinum, $10,1290. $1,012.90 for an ounce of platinum. And I remember when Brother Quayle used to ask for people, can you remember this if you've listened to Steve so many years? And not everybody has, but I'm going to tell you, I remember when silver was about $4.50, the $5, and then you could get gold for like $3.50 to $400, that kind of thing. And Steve was begging people. And now it's 24 times. 2413.48 for gold. Silver, $30.87. So that's about six to seven times what it was when Steve was first telling you to buy it and saying, hey, the price on this, you're never going to see this stuff again. And those that bought did really well. And those who still bought or still buy, you're going to do really well, because if you don't have it in your hand, you will not have it. And that's all there is to it. Crypto, zipto, crypto, gabipto. All right. And all known about by the intelligence people and all of that. But the thing is, you can get 90% U.S. silver coins pre-1965, 1964 or earlier, 90% silver. You got 90% gold. And then you've also got the Gold Eagles, the Gold Maple Leafs, the Krugerrands, all the different things. You got all the silver, pure silver pieces. And I'm going to tell you what, if you can just stack one up a week with the chunky soups and the 22 long rifle or whatever caliber it is you like to shoot. Whatever caliber you like to shoot, 45, 40 cal, 9mm, whatever it might be, 357, 38 special in the pistols. And there are better ones that are not than others. They got more knockdown power, 45s, what have you. But I tell you what, whatever it is you like to shoot, that's the one to get. And whatever it is you like to shoot as far as a rifle goes. It's always good to have a 22 long rifle. I like a Ruger 10-22 with a magazine in it, because you can hit squirrels, rabbits, birds, what have you, to feed yourself without large amounts of noise. You can also use it to defend yourself just as easily. And you put a 22 between the eyes or in the temple of a guy at 100 yards, they ain't going to bother you anymore. Let me tell you that. It doesn't have to be a 308 or a 30-06 or a 223 or whatever it is you got. But it's good to have the 30-06 or the 308, because those calibers will go farther, all right? and you can lay fire down range, and you should have it, and you should have as many thousands of rounds as you possibly can. But if you can only get one, I would get a pump 12-gauge shotgun. A pump 12-gauge shotgun, because that, you see, is the great old equalizer. And when you rack that slide, click, you're meaning business. Get the number 4 buck. Better for people. Number double odd buck, that's okay too, but number 4 buck. You can get flechette rounds. Flechette. F-L-E-C-H-E-T-T-E. Flechette. That means like small darts or arrows. And they will go through shrubbery. They'll go through the grass. They'll go through the jungle area and hit ba 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 hit ta 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 in a lot of different places on somebody. Flechette rounds. There's also fierro or fire rounds. But don't get too fancy with all of that. If you get number 4 buck, double aught buck, get you some number 2s. Shot, number 4 shot, number 6, 7 shot. 6 and 7 for the birds, the pheasants, the quail, ducks, that kind of stuff, squirrel. But also for people, to protect yourself and your family, your rancho, your house, your car, your place of business, your farm, your animals, against anybody who's going to come down the block or the road to get you, to try to take them from you. And I would tell you also, get yourself the proper holstering items, if possible, proper holster items, slings for the shotguns, for the rifles, appropriate slings for the shotguns and the rifles, and also holsters for your main sidearm. And I would tell you, you need probably 2 to 3 sidearms if you can. If you're sitting there and you got a 45 or you got a 40 or a Glock 9 or a Sig Sauer or something or other, or a Ruger or whatever it might be, and you got a drop holster, then if you've got a crisscross holster with another one in there, maybe you've got a small holster on somewhere else and you've got another firearm there, maybe it's a Glock 19, and you got a Glock 45 over here, and you got a Glock 19 crisscross. So that way you would have a 45 and a 9, or you'd have a 40 and a 9. So that would put you in a scenario where you'd be good. And then you could have like a Ruger LCP2, little Colt pistol 2, as a hideout. You can have that in an ankle holster to reach down and grab. Or a 38 Special, a snub nose. Reach down and grab. But I like the 380s. Those are automatic. You got a magazine. Easy to load if you've got the extra mags. And a Walther PPK, the old James Bond. Is a good 380. Accurate. Small enough to conceal. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum. Good old James Bond. And incidentally, Amarillo by morning. God bless you out there. Amarillo by morning. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, God bless Texas, California, the Upper, Missouri, Kansas, Georgia, Alabama, all the different places, Ohio. You want to look up something interesting sometime? Put in a search engine. Put in deep underground bases and tunnels, U.S. military, and then plug in Wright-Patterson, or plug in U.S. military bases, Ohio, U.S. military bases, East Coast. But just plug in deep underground military bases as a search engine and look for the maps and look and see where they might be. Because I'll tell you, we've talked about that over the years, and that is really real, real, real. And recently I've had people tell me that they looked up because they remember when they were building some in an area that they lived in at one point. And at the time, people were not as aware about it, but now it shows the different passageways and the different ones that were built. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Old Hawk is praying that you will get out there and you will do all those things you need to do to endure to the end, as Jesus has said. Oh, yes. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when they went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst. The cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. You better be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Lord Jesus is the one that told you. Matthew 24 and then Matthew 25. Oh, yeah. If anybody ever disarmed you, it should look like Mad Max coming into Bartertown. Go to YouTube and look up Mad Max Bartertown. Look at Mad Max Bartertown on YouTube. Thank you there, MCS. God bless you out there. Yes, and Daryl Lee, thank you for all your prayers. And I'm going to tell you what. I don't know when it's coming, but I got the feeling and the sense that it is coming. We're going to get hit in this country. I don't know when, I don't know exactly how, but I think that I've been instructed to tell you time and time again that the power grids are going to go down. And if you've not read the book 1 Second After by William R. Forstin, you should read it. It's a Forge book, F-O-R-G-E book, 1 Second After. You can probably get it at the major bookstores or Amazon, 1 Second After. William R. Forstin, F-O-R-T-C-H-E-N. or SC Forstgen, F-O-R-S-T, F-O-R-S, C-C-H-E-N. I'm getting the spelling correctly tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you would continue to keep old Hawk on the air, if at all possible, and keep me striking blows against the shins of the Lucys with the Louisville Sluggers. And if I can't get the Louisville Sluggers, I'll get the Fungu Bats, the aluminum bats. But I like the Louisville. I like crossing that river over there going into Louisville and going on east. And I used to go through that all the time. The Coots Force, apparently, Commander Ishmael Kani is currently in southern Lebanon on the front lines, meeting with Hezbollah's field commanders and inspecting the situation. The fact that this ultra-high-ranking Iranian military official is inside Lebanon while Israel is bombing it and meeting with Hezbollah shows the severity of the response being planned against Israel if they invade Lebanon. Top brass and military ranks don't generally travel in active war zones unless they want visual proof of the plans that are in place and ready to go. This could be the end for Israel. Now that is, I believe that's from, that's Hal Turner. God bless Hal Turner. Somebody sent one of the stories to me, and I believe Steve Quayle puts them up on his most of the time as well. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Protect your ranch, your farm, your business, your home, your car. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technologies. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the Bill of Rights Americans. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, best by test in the hand-to-hand or the 338. Squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Don't jerk it, baby. Stay on the optics. Road and track, a little L. God bless you all. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he help you train in your ninja, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu ways. And you tell old Tiger T that he's a good man. He's a good daddy. God bless you all.